All right, 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in. Nice looking Wednesday morning. First day of November. Wow. Let's see. On the phone, Denise Rohan is on the phone. Denise served in the United States Army and is the national commander of the American Legion, and they do some really good work in our community. And she's talking to us today about a program called the Family First Program. Good morning, Denise. Thank you for being on the show with us today.
Good morning. It's great to be with
you. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm in our national headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana today.
Oh, my gosh. How is it up there? What's the weather like?
Kind of cold and rainy. But it's exciting. It's exciting to be here because right now we're having American Legion College where we have legionnaires from across the nation come into our national headquarters, and we're teaching about leadership and about the organization so that they can go home and keep our posts open and keep them going.
And how is that? Is that a national program?
For the American Legion members, what happens is across the nation, our state headquarters and leadership in every state looks at the up-and-comers of the organization, and they say, you know, we want to send this person to our headquarters to learn more about leadership and learn as much as they possibly can about the American Legion and come home. The time that they spend here, they get to talk to each other and learn about what's going on in other states, and they get to take home their fresh ideas and
nice.
Get the ground running.
You are the first woman to be elected to the top position of the nation's largest veterans organization, so congratulations on that. Thank you for your service to us all, also, by the way, with your work in the Army. So let me ask you about leadership. Obviously, you've got it nailed. You know how to be a leader. What do you attribute that to? Do you think it was a learned skill?
It's a little bit of everything. When I was growing up as a child, my mom and dad said, you know, if you work hard and you pay attention, and you can be anything you want to be, which is also happens to be the Army theme, not why I joined the Army. But So it is a matter of working hard, paying attention, it's hard to think of me as a great leader just for personal purposes, but I just look at people and see what they do and just try to encourage them to keep moving forward. And so I guess I'm a leader who leads from behind to make sure that people are doing what they need to do and or they're happy while they're doing it.
I wonder if, as a woman, do you see it as an opportunity finally for women to be in leadership positions? I don't know what we can blame it on that we didn't have more women in leadership positions before. I guess if we start that conversation, it becomes political. But in spite of that, do you think it's getting better, the whole climate for women?
I do believe it's better. The American Legion, we were founded almost 100 years ago, back in 1919 when we were founded. Women could vote for a national commander before they could vote for President of the United States. So I've always looked at the American Legion as a forward-thinking organization, and I know that women have been in leadership position in this organization ever since the beginning of time. They're either leading as commanders of their posts or their districts or their states. And I just think it's just a matter of back in the 1950s, women were part of the organization, but they weren't just the times, the way it is, that women were
yeah.
at home taking care of their families. And as things change and women are more in the workplace and they're out more, I am just so honored to be the national commander of the American Legion. Yep, go ahead.
I think you would get along with the people in this community. We have a very strong veterans community, very friendly veterans community, and the American Legion here is a big part of that. And I know that in addition, I mean, the things they do, it's like service is in their blood, and it sounds like it is in yours too. It sounds like you guys really stepped up to the plate with Hurricane Harvey, with Hurricane Irma. Tell me about some of the things you do that the average person doesn't realize the American Legion does.
Well, exactly. I have a theme of family first, and that is all about taking care of one another. Now, you can find out all kinds of information about the Legion on legion.org, which is our website. But as the hurricanes were hitting Texas and then later into Florida, the American Legion families, American Legion's the state headquarters from across the nation were putting loading up semis to take to Texas. They loaded up semis to take into Florida. We have funds that are going to Puerto Rico also as they're recovering from their hurricanes, and also into Mexico from the earthquake that took place there. The American Legion family is just stepping up, taking care of one another, taking care of communities, not just Legion members. But we also have national emergency funds, which 100% of donations that go into our national emergency funds go back out into the communities to take care of any natural disaster that happened to be happening. The wildfires taking place out in Montana and California.
Right.
The American Legion family is just continues to be there to help out whenever we're needed.
Oh, that's awesome. And do you also help out with the veterans who may not necessarily be aware that a change in the law might affect either their benefits or something else about that would affect them specifically as being a veteran?
Well, the American Legions across the United States, we have officers that are called service officers, and our service officers are in place to help veterans apply for and get the benefits that they earned and deserved during their military service. The American Legion is all about taking care of veterans and their families. We were really excited during our convention in Reno, Nevada. President Trump signed a bill on our stage during convention, and that was the Appeals Modernization Act. And part of that act is all about making sure that if a veteran has filed a claim for benefits that they deserve, that those claims get processed a little bit quicker, and if there's appeals that need to be done, it helps with that process of getting things taken care of.
My notes indicate that you've been very busy in Wisconsin as well. Robin is from Wisconsin. Robin is a
Go
Wisconsin.
Packers.
Yeah, Robin's a
That's
Wisconsin
right.
girl.
Go Packers.
Yeah. Are you heading to Asia? Are you going to Asia, to China, something like that?
We are. We're headed for South Korea at the end of November, which, oh my gosh, already. So we're going into South Korea to visit with our military personnel that are stationed over there, but we also have American Legion posts that are over in Korea also. So we're going over to visit with both our currently serving military and the veterans who are there as part of our American Legion. We also are going to hit Okinawa, and we're going to hit the Philippines as well before heading over to Hawaii for the remembrance of Pearl Harbor.
Well, I really want to extend to you our thanks. You are probably humbled with these kinds of words, but I really truly think that my freedom to be able to speak on the radio is only because of you and other veterans who made the decision to do what you've done. So thank you for that. And thank you for stepping up to the plate and being a leader in a great organization, and also for coming on the radio with us today.
Well, thanks, and thanks for having us to help bring awareness to the American Legion family. And I'm going to do one more plug, legion.org. You can learn more and just have fun learning about the American Legion and come into our communities, come into our posts.
Absolutely. And the website again, legion.org. Denise H. Rohan, again, thank you for being on the show with us today. It was fun.
Thank you, Larry and Robin. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right, we will take a little break.